Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely, why the heck not, let's say good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, another hour of great sports talk, and yes, we're going to be talking all about the NFL, baby, because that's what we do this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. It's NFL all the time, baby. And you know what? Week 7 is upon us. Mike Wilson, tons and tons of things at stake, my friend. Good morning, brother. Are you ready to rap about the NFL or what?
I'm always ready to rap about the NFL, you know, except if we're going to talk about the Dolphins, then it's going to be a quick conversation for me. But, you know, week 7, we're almost halfway through this season, which is it's flying by, but it always flies by.
Hey, with that being said about your Dolphins, they were in the news a little bit, man, because there's a little bit of rumblings that Deshaun Watson was going to join the squad somehow, some way. But you know what? Flores did a good job of putting that to bed very quickly. Anyways, we got to take a break. I hear that music loud and clear. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra.
It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Johnson cuts back, and no signal yet. Touchdown, Cleveland. What a drive.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you. And that was a great clip because I'll tell you what, the Cleveland Browns had to gut one out on Thursday night, 17-14, without Baker Mayfield, without Nick Chubb, without Kareem Hunt. But then all of a sudden, there was a new guy that showed up, and you give a backup an opportunity in this league. And I'll tell you what, Johnson made the most of it. 22 carries, 146 yards, a touchdown, and more importantly, a victory for the Cleveland Browns, who are in an extremely difficult division. So it's going to be intriguing to see how they get through the next few weeks. And we'll see how Baker comes along. And we'll see how that injury, you know, kind of keeps them either positive or negative moving forward throughout the rest of the year, Mike Wilson. So Cleveland Browns got a much-needed victory on Thursday. But the banged-up situation that they have, I don't know when exactly it clears itself up, and I don't know how bad those injuries are going to linger throughout the rest of the year. Mike?
Little tech glitch right there. But no, I tend to agree with you with Cleveland. I don't really see Cleveland. Cleveland's not going to the Super Bowl. To me, it doesn't matter if Case Keenum or Baker Mayfield is a quarterback. They're good enough to get him to the playoffs and win a game. I just don't believe that they're good enough to get you to the Super Bowl. That defense can get you some wins as well. I just think Cleveland, like you said, with their injuries, is going to be one of those teams that people want to fall in love with. Not me. I think Cleveland's a little smoke and mirrors right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. When you look at the teams that they've lost to, quite frankly, they've lost to some pretty good football teams. And I don't know. We'll just have to see what that means at the end of the year. And I think most importantly, you have to jockey yourself in good enough position to at least get in the tournament. So right now, you know, they're on the outside looking in. So they've got some work to do. Kansas City, same situation, man. Like, but with that being said, so just let me ask you, Cleveland or Kansas City, who do you trust more? Because they both are looking shaky, let's be honest, right?
No, they are both looking shaky. I'll trust Kansas City a little bit more because they got Patrick Mahomes still playing.
Sure.
You know, he's not injured like Baker is. The thing that concerns me, and it concerns any Kansas City Chief fan, is that defense. The defense is horrendous. It's just flat out bad.
I didn't even know they had a defense, to be honest.
We're a week away from Halloween, so it's one of those things where, you know, is this defense that scary? Are they a bunch of ghosts out there, you know, playing against the offense? But for right now, I'll trust KC because it's one of those, you know, look, you got Patrick Mahomes, so I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, and speaking of which, KC has Tennessee on the docket. KC is a road favorite. And what's surprising about this to me is, we just saw what Derrick Henry did the other night. Just unbelievable the way he carried his team to victory. And he's running all over the league right now. It's the only team that was able to shut him down was the Arizona Cardinals. And quite frankly, I don't know if that was just week one jitters or whatever the heck it was. I have no idea. But Derrick Henry's been on a mission ever since that game. And we're talking about the lack of defense being played by Kansas City, right? So this is one of those games to me where it's kind of shocking that Kansas City is the favorite in this one to me. And I think it's almost disrespectful to the Tennessee Titans and what they were able to accomplish last week in that victory beating Buffalo. You know, that right there, and speaking of which, so in a weird way, okay, I'm going to go through something where we have in tennis, and it's this way in sports in general. It's called like indirect victories, right? So
right.
Buffalo loses the Titans, but Buffalo beats Kansas City, right? So with that being said, Tennessee might be better than both of these teams. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And we always talk about two things. And one thing they have for sure, and the other one, it's kind of a question mark and a scratch in my head going, why isn't it better when their coach is Vrabel, because we know he's a defensive-oriented guy? That running game's going to travel, and I think sooner or later their defense wakes up. And I think they have the personnel to do it, whereas Kansas City, I don't necessarily think they have the personnel to wake up on the defensive side, Mike.
No, I don't think they got personnel on the Kansas City side to wake up at all. I mean, look, we're seven weeks in after these games. And so at this point, to me, Kansas City on defense is what Kansas City is. Unless there's just some God miracle that happens over the next 10 weeks, they're a defense that you can take advantage of, and you know, Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans are going to they're going to feast on that today. I think Tennessee wins this game, and it wouldn't surprise me if Derrick Henry has a couple hundred yards rushing today.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. This is one in my head that I'm going, you know, we're still giving Kansas City way too much love with the way that they've gotten out of the gates. And I know they got Patrick Mahomes. Let's just go down that road a minute. Patrick Mahomes hasn't necessarily looked like Patrick Mahomes yet this year either, right? Like, he's made more mistakes, and he's made some bad throws that I've never seen from that guy thus far throughout his career until this year. And to me, that tells me something, Mike. It tells me that he's pressing a little bit because he knows on the other side of the ball, they're that bad, right? Like, he knows that he's got to go out there, and the offense needs to score like almost every single time they have the ball because the defense is getting shredded. So I think there's more pressure on Patrick Mahomes this season than we've seen in the past.
Oh, absolutely. There's more pressure. I mean, when you have, I mean, I keep, I don't want to harp on it so much, but it deserves to be harped on. When you have a defense like Kansas City that is just so bad, at this point, yeah, there's pressure on the offense. Everybody's feeling pressure on that offense. I'm sure that we got to go out and score touchdowns, like you said, every single time out. But at the same time, maybe, I don't know, there has to be some kind of motivating factor that this defense comes up with to get at least just a little bit better, so it takes some of the pressure off of Mahomes and that offense. I mean, I'm not saying that Kansas City can't go out every single time on offense and score a touchdown or get a field goal. But from time to time, you're going to hit those lulls, and it's the defense's responsibility to step up and create a lull for the other team. And so far right now, that defense in Kansas City isn't creating a lull for anybody. They're creating a feast for the opposition's offense.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And, you know, I think Derrick Henry may wind up owning the Kansas City Chiefs defense. But Aaron Rodgers and his comments last week against the Chicago Bears, talking about how I own you and getting all upset and getting caught up in the moment. What did you make of those comments?
Loved it. I had no problem with it. You know, look, these fans are saying stuff to the opposition all the time in any of these games. And you know what? A couple Bears players are like, look, he's speaking the truth. We haven't been very competitive since he's been the quarterback there. So I didn't have any problem with that. I rarely have any problem with players talking trash and that kind of fashion at all. Did he get caught up in the moment? Sure. Who cares at this point? He does own the Bears. The Bears are his, you know what? So, you know, Bears fans just have to suck it up and wish they had a quarterback like they have in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, look, the best way, like we've always said, to shut people up is to go out there and beat them. And his record obviously speaks volumes against the Chicago Bears. And the one thing that is concerning to me is like, where he goes, well, I just blacked out, and I kind of lost track of where I was, and this and that and the other. And I mean, to me, that's like, whoa, this guy can snap. And it's not like we haven't seen it before, but it to me, it's just like one of those things. I don't have a problem with it, Mike, but at the same time, I'm sitting there going, it sure as hell isn't Barry Sanders style, right? Barry Sanders would never have done that. Barry Sanders would have gone again. He probably would have gone and given that chick the football, right? Like, at the end of the day, that's how Barry would have done. He would have shut him up with class, whereas Aaron shuts him up with his own mouth. And look, he is who he is, man. At the end of the day, he is right. Who he is. And he's going to do things that he does. We got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Murray back to throw, flushed out, rolling left in trouble, slips a tackle, got to launch it. He does. Left side, into the end zone, jump ball, and it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it! He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left! I can't believe it! You've got to be joking me! Hopkins reaches up with three defenders around him and pulls it in, and the Cardinals lead it 32-30 with a second left.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition style here on Sports Byline Network. And I'll tell you what, Mike Wilson, Scott is on the money today with all of these highlights that he's picking out to play for us, because Cardinals playing the Texans, yeah, it doesn't mean anything on paper, right? Because the Texans are that lousy, but it means a whole heck of a lot to a couple of players on the Arizona Cardinals, and that would obviously be J.J. Watt, and that would also be D-Hop. I think those guys are going to want to go out and have a huge game against their former team. So, Scott, you're right on the money, brother. Great clips that you're picking out for us. Seriously, fantastic stuff. I don't know if it's just by chance, if it's just luck, but if you're on the money, yeah, man, you're flat out on the money, bro. So great job, Scott. I got to give you credit for what you're doing. But seriously, man, Mike, a great situation for D-Hop to go out and have a very solid, productive football game. And to me, it's important because for a couple reasons, okay? Number one, D-Hop's been okay. He hasn't been, like, spectacular like he was with Kyler last season. Second of all, I need the dude to perform because I've got him on my fantasy football team. And week 7, if you don't know, brother, this is one of those weeks where bye weeks are starting to get a little challenging. And this is one of those weeks where a lot of teams on bye with a lot of, like, powerful players in the fantasy world. But back on a serious note, D-Hop, J.J. Watt, going to want to perform very well against the Texans, and the Cardinals want to remain the only undefeated team in all of the National Football League, brother.
Yeah, they do want to remain the only undefeated team. But, you know, look, hey, I'm just going to poke a little fun at you, Andy. You know, the truth really comes out when it comes down to these players performing well and not performing well. It's all about your fantasy team. I get it. I'm not hating. Just saying. But, no, the
means something, brother. It means something.
Yeah, I know.
Bragging rights, man.
But bragging, right. It's all about puffing your chest out, right? And be like, yeah, I'm the guy, yeah. But, you know, you look at the Cardinals, and they just right now, Andy, they just seem balanced with what they're doing offensively, defensively, special teams. They're playing good football. And that, look, that is not something that – we get to say a lot living down here in the Valley of the Sun about the Arizona Cardinals, that they're balanced, they're playing good ball. So, you know, the Cardinal fans that are sticking their chest out a little bit and beating their chest a little bit over this team, do it all you want, man. Do it all you want, because this doesn't come around that much. It doesn't come around that much for your team unless you have Tom Brady as your quarterback, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, today, you know, my son's going to be at the game today, against Houston. He's excited to go to the game, but he's like, look, the Cardinals are going to beat the brakes off of the Texans, or should beat the brakes off the Texans. But, you know, let's also remember the Cardinals picked up one of the best tight ends in pro football in Zach Ertz, you know, so I'm excited, or I'm just interested to see how he, you know, puts his influence or puts his stamp on the offense. I mean, that for the first time in a long time, they got a quality tight end. And what's a tight end to a quarterback? His release valve. He's the check down guy a lot of times. But Zach Ertz brings a lot more to the table than just being a check down guy. He's a guy who can go across the middle. You can go deep. You can put him on a nine route, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the Cardinals, deservedly so. They're playing good ball, and they deserve all the credit that they're getting.
Yeah, you can also put him in the blocking package, too. I mean, he's just a guy that's been around the league. He knows how to play football. So, absolutely, man. What a great pickup for the Arizona Cardinals. And, by the way, they needed it because they're a little banged up at the tight end spot. So, there was a little need involved here as well. And here's where I'm going to go, and I've never done this before with the Arizona Cardinals, because in the past – I've always been like, well, just wait till the wheels fall off. Just wait till the wheels fall off. It's going great, but something's going to happen. There's a little bit of a different feel about this team, that they go into games, and I feel like they feel like they can win. And to me, that's a big change. There's something going on in that. Yeah, but there's something going on in that locker room where, you know what? Leaders are being leaders, and they're leading other men. And you know what? If you build it, they will come. And you bring guys like J.J. Watt to your locker room. I'm sorry, but to me, there's something about that veteran leadership with a guy that's done it before. He's been in the trenches, and he has the respect of his peers. And they go and watch this guy's work ethic. You want to be like just like that guy. So. There's something to what the Cardinals are doing right now, and I'm very hard on the local teams, as you know. So when they do well, I need to give credit where credit is due. And right now, the Cardinals are absolutely impressing me with the way that they're handling their business week in and week out. There's no letdown. I guess that's what I was looking for in how to say it. I used to see letdown. I'm not seeing the letdown from the Arizona Cardinals. And to me, that is a very, very positive sign and a good way for this team to be moving in a very good direction. Speaking of moving in a good direction, the Raiders had all kinds of problems, dude, but somehow, some way, they managed to get a victory. They've got the Eagles on the docket again, so you would think that they should be able to get another victory here. However, it's a really, really tight line. It's only Vegas by 2, so there's something that's a little interesting about this game to everybody outside in the public. But the Raiders responded extremely well, Mike, under really, really tough situation. Can they do it 2 weeks in a row?
That's a good question. I mean, I didn't think the Raiders were going to win last week. I just didn't. There's too much stuff outside noise going on with the whole John Gruden thing that I thought, I was like, that's just, you know, that's setting them up for failure for last week's game. Well, look, proves me wrong. Not that I know a lot, but, you know, whatever that – whatever that is, they got to bottle that up and come back against Philly today at home. But, you know, it speaks to a lot to the players. It speaks a lot to the coaching staff. That they got those guys ready to go and motivated them to play last week's game. Hopefully that motivation stays with them and they can get another victory today against, not LA, but the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, speaking of motivation, good segue, brother. Lamar Jackson has been unbelievable all season long, getting past right. that huge monkey of Patrick Mahomes and among other things. But Joe Burrow and the Bengals have a much improved team as well. That's a great test for the Bengals, and it's another good test for the Ravens to, you know, keep this team at bay. It's a division game. It means a lot. Who has a better day, Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
I'm just going to say really quick, I think Lamar Jackson does because he's going to have the home crowd on his side, and he's just playing so well. And the Bengals are young. They don't know any better right now, so they're growing as a team. Baltimore's way past kind of growing, so I'll say Baltimore and Lamar Jackson.
The other thing that kind of worries me for the Bengals is they may have motivated Lamar because they said, oh, this guy's a quarterback that's also a running back, or he's a running back that plays quarterback. However people want to say that stupid comment, man. The guy's improving each and every year. Anyways, I got to take a break. We know that. We'll come back after the Air Force network break because we appreciate you people so much. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah, that's right.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet. Just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
2:47 to go, first quarter. Williams in at running back. Damian Williams, they fake to him. Deep drop this time. Mahomes swings it right side, wide open. Sammy Watkins again. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. It's a Sammy Watkins Palooza touchdown. Kansas City, 150 yards receiving in a quarter for Sammy Watkins.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Maybe a little bit of what's to come for the Kansas City Chiefs as they have to look at Derrick Henry coming out of that backfield for the Tennessee Titans today in Nashville, Tennessee. So you know what? Man, oh man, that's a daunting task. As we all know, the guy is shredding the league right now. 783 yards on the season, 10 touchdowns, only 162 carries to do it or something like that. So dude is absolutely beating up on the NFL right now. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got Scott on the other side putting it all down. Great clips, great highlights today from Scott. Great participation from all of us. You can get involved as well, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. The real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, there's so much to talk about in the NFL, brother. But we have to do what we always do at this time, which is break down all of the games. So I'm going to run through them really quickly. Actually, forget it, bro. Let's just go through the games so we have more time to talk about them. The football team from Washington going to see my team, the Green Bay Packers, in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. I got the Packers winning this one, but here's the problem with the Packers, dude. They always play to the level of their competition. So the level of their competition today, my friend, is going to be a little bit lower. So I anticipate the Green Bay Packers struggling out of the gates, but figuring things out throughout the day. And you know what? Yes, I'm taking the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be 6-1 after week 7 of the NFL.
What, you're taking Green Bay? Yeah, I thought you'd take Washington.
Surprise.
No,
huh?
Green Bay, yeah, shocking, shocking, you know, newsflash. You know, I'm going to take Green Bay as well. I think, you know, you're on to something there. I mean, you know Green Bay better than anyone I know. Yeah, I could see them struggling out the gate with figuring things out and then winning, you know, fairly comfortably. So I got Green Bay today.
Kansas City and the Titans, we've talked a little bit about this. Derrick Henry looking at that Swiss cheese defense from the Kansas City Chiefs. And I know a thing or two about cheese being from the great state of Wisconsin. So Swiss isn't one of my favorites, by the way. I'll just say that right away. I like cheddar because cheddar's better. But anyways, speaking of better, Derrick Henry might even have a better day running the football this week than he did last week. And we know what he did, the numbers that he put up. Patrick Mahomes maybe trying to do too much, because I've alluded to that before. Ryan Tannehill hasn't been spectacular, but A.J. Brown looked a little bit better last week. I look for that to continue. I'm maybe taking a little bit of a shocker here. I'm saying the Titans get it done at home.
No, I think I'm right there with you. I'm going to take the Titans as well. I think they figure this out. I think that porous Kansas City defense is just going to get a steady dose of Derrick Henry today, and I think Henry has about 200 yards rushing.
Falcons playing the Dolphins in a matchup of who really cares about this football game. But with that being said, the Falcons on the brink of being 500 if they can win that football game. So that might actually mean something to them moving forward when you look at their division with the Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, and obviously they got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But you just got to keep winning football games, and you never know what can happen. And quite frankly, the Dolphins today, this is a good spot for the Falcons to continue their winning ways. Tua, he's got the confidence of the head coach, but at the same time, they're just not playing well, bro. So I'm going to take the Falcons on the road, man.
No, I'm going to take the Falcons as well, and you brought up something I was going to bring up as well. The motivation of getting to 500 and getting kind of mentally yourself back into that mode of, okay, we're at 500, let's put a couple more games together and make a playoff run at making the playoffs. Miami, and I love my Dolphins, man, you know I do. They're, like you said, they're just not playing well. Tua, you know, how is he going to respond to all the Deshaun Watson stuff that crept up during the week and, you know, people wanting Tua gone and bringing Deshaun in and all that kind of stuff? I got Atlanta winning this game.
Jets and Patriots. We got a matchup of the two young quarterbacks, Mac and obviously Zach. Not your son, Zach Wilson, by the way. But you know what? I'm going to go with the Patriots here. I think they get it done. I like the progression of Mac Jones. I think the team is just a little bit better positioned as far as the guys that they have out on the field versus the Jets. So I'm going to take the Patriots. I think this is a good football game as far as the score goes. Maybe ugly on the eyes, but I'm going to take Mac Jones. I'm going to take Bill Belichick, and I'm going to take the Patriots to get to 3-4 and a little closer to 500.
Yeah, no, I got New England today. I think Mac Jones is – he's just in the right spot for him. For a guy that plays quarterback the way he does, he's in the perfect spot with the perfect offensive coordinator, the perfect coach. I think New England – I actually think New England kind of wins this kind of handedly today.
National Tight Ends Day. Did you know that? I mean, what the heck else can they come up with in this world, bro? I just happen to see that it's National Tight Ends Day. I don't know, man. When is it going to be National Andy Day or National Mike Day, for crying out loud? Anyways, moving on with things. Panthers playing the Giants. I like the Panthers, but I'll tell you what. This is going to be a tough game, and it's not because the Giants are any good. It's because I don't think the Panthers are all that good, quite frankly. They've come back to reality. You know, they got out of the gates extremely well. Everyone's talking about that defense, but you know what? When you don't have Christian McCaffrey helping you on the offensive side of the ball, things get a little bit more challenging. So no Saquon Barkley, no Christian McCaffrey. This is going to be about Sam Darnold, and this is going to be about Danny Dimes, and I'll tell you what, I like the way Sam is playing versus the way that Daniel's playing, and that kind of is bad for me when I think about it, because I have to start Daniel Jones in my fantasy football league this week. That's how bad I have it this week with all my buys, buddy. So, Panthers, I got the Panthers winning. I think Sam Darnold's a little bit better than Danny Dimes.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. And you know, National Tight End Day, dude, I looked in the mirror after getting out of the shower and there was no tight end to be seen. So, you know, I don't know what they're thinking with that.
Yeah,
but
that was good, bro.
I will – I know, I didn't want to gross you out too much. But I got Carolina winning this game.
All right, let's keep it moving. Bengals-Ravens, we talked about this. This is a battle in that division. Two solid quarterbacks, to be honest with you. The guy that I mean, both of them – well, one's already been, but – I think both these guys could have more MVP performances in their future. Joe, I really like this kid. I like Joe Burrow a lot. I think he's going to be great. And I like Ja'Marr Chase, the awesome wide receiver he has, the rookie wide receiver who's just absolutely killing the league so far. I think he has a big day. I think both those guys have a big day. But I like the Baltimore Ravens, man. How can I not with the way that Lamar's playing? The Ravens are playing. They've been a little bit lucky. They've been a little bit good. They've been a little bit ugly. They've given you a little bit of everything. But at the end of the day, they give you a lot of Lamar Jackson. And I'll continue to like Lamar Jackson. I think the Ravens get it done at home.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with Joe Burrow. Look, the lady that I bought my new vehicle from, she's a Cincinnati fan. She's all in on Burrow. She thinks Burrow's going to scorch the Baltimore Ravens. We kind of got into it last night a little bit talking about, you know, this game. And I said, I go, look, you're on the road. Baltimore's at home and they got Lamar Jackson. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Eagles and Raiders. I'm going to go with the Raiders, but I do think this is going to be a game where Philadelphia could walk away victorious. And I know that that's playing the fence a little tightly here. But at the end of the day, I feel like the wheels are going to fall off on the Raiders at some point. I just don't know when, Mike. It might start this week. It might start next week. I don't know when. But I don't really believe in the Raiders. However, with that being said, I don't believe in the Eagles either. And I think the Raiders are probably a better football team. So I'm going with the Raiders at home.
I'm just going to say ditto. For all the reasons you just said with the Raiders, at some point the wheels are going to come a little loose for the Raiders. I just don't see it happening this week.
They call the Rams the Lambs, but they call the Detroit Lions the Lie Downs. Holy cow, man, this is a fun one here. But the Rams are going to make the Lie Downs their Lambs, if you know what I'm saying. I like the Rams to absolutely hammer the Detroit Lions, and they're going to lie down by halftime.
Oh, this is the Rams all day. This game could be over at halftime. I got the Rams.
Although, I'll tell you what. Detroit's going to win a game sooner or later, but it ain't going to be this week, at least not in my humble opinion. And speaking of winning a football game, the Texans have done that once. I don't think they do it again against the Cardinals today here in Arizona. More than a 3-touchdown favorite at 19.5, because those are just 6, the extra point that gets added. But bottom line is, Cardinals winning, D-Hop, and I would think that J.J. Watt may even get in for a sack or two today as well. I think the Cardinals win big.
Oh, I think the Cardinals win going away, and you know, Arizona just has better talent. Houston has nothing, so this is Arizona all day long.
Bears and Buccaneers, we haven't talked about Tampa Tom for quite a while, and that's probably a mistake because he could be the MVP of the league thus far as well. His team is off to a great start, unlike the Kansas City Chiefs. They're having the hangover, the Buccaneers not so much. They have Justin Fields coming to town. The defense is pretty good for the Bears, which could give Tampa Tom some problems. However, I just think there's too many records for Tom to get. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. I think they beat the Bears.
Yeah, I got Tampa Bay as well today. I just think Tampa's just too strong, too talented for the Chicago team.
Niners and Colts, I think Jimmy G is going to be back in the game. Colts have been really good with that running game and Jonathan Taylor. However, I think the 49ers, I think they're off of their bye week, if I'm not mistaken. So I like the 49ers. Colts are pretty banged up. Carson Wentz, we know the situation there. I'm going to go with the 49ers at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers as well, even though I've been impressed by that Wisconsin Badger there that the Indy has and Jonathan Taylor. He's proven me right. I thought he was going to be a good pro. He's turning out to be a good pro. But tonight, I think it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. He is solid, and he's a beast out there. Saints and Seahawks, that's the Monday nighter. Look, Seahawks are in a world of trouble. No Russell Wilson. Saints have been up and down, but I'm going to go with Jameis to get it done on the road in a little bit of a statement game for the Saints.
Yeah, no, I think Jameis is going to come out with a good game, and not having Russ just spells doom for Seattle. I got the Saints.
All right, man, we made it through all the games. We're going to come back like we always do, wrap things up, and give our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Stops, throws for Dallas Goedert. The rookie tight end scores. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back in the wee hours of the night on a Sunday starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into those dark hours and we wrap and talk about the NFL on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. But like we do at this time each and every week, we got to do our parting shots. Before we do that, you can always get at Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. You can always get at me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to Cliff Kingsbury, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He's been in the NFL's COVID-19 protocol. Well, he's passed all the protocol. He was asymptomatic the whole time, but it's always good to get your head coach back on the sidelines and as a motivating factor for the Arizona Cardinals. And the bottom line is Cliff's going to be okay because we all know what COVID can do to people. So it'll be good to see Kingsbury back on the sidelines.
Look, bottom line is this. I think that speaks volumes as well about the maturity level of this team and the focus that they have without their head coach. You didn't see any letdown. You didn't see any drop-off. So that's a solid parting shot, my friend. All right, look, here's my parting shot, people. At the end of the day, man, we're almost halfway through the NFL season. First and foremost, I can't freaking believe it. But second of all, the chaos is about to ensue. And just wait. Get your popcorn. Get buckled up because second half of the NFL season, it's going to be chaotic. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.